If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, we're going to speak about one of my favorite veggies, I suppose. Oh, boy. Tell us about potato supply in South Africa.
Well, I'm waiting for you to actually post a tweet about this on X, actually.
Yeah.
It took a while longer because the last time you did was back in January of 2023. But yes, it does seem as though back then there was a potato shortage in South Africa, and many of us in the country did experience it. Though ultimately there were some interventions that were made by potato producers to make sure that the supply wasn't disrupted. However, 2 years later, it does seem as though things have changed. This morning, MoneyWeb is reporting that the potato market is actually experiencing a severe downturn. Now, this is as farmers contend with dwindling returns, as well as prices that are now well below cost. Now, this particular collapse does come on the back of what they describe as a bumper harvest, expanded planting, as well as improved growing conditions across the country. Even our winter wasn't as cold this year, so that also played its role just in terms of cultivating an environment for good growth. What we have seen in terms of the prices and the shifts is that the kilogram price has actually gone down for produce markets from around 4 rand and now currently sitting at 2 rand below estimated cost production. So this is quite concerning and has been listed by Fresh Plaza, an organization that grows this particular data and shares it with us in the market, together with Grow Fresh Produce agents who are now calling for lower prices to also be reflected on the retail market. I'm not supposed to tell you, I was in KZN just a few weeks ago, and it was also quite interesting to hear from many of our friends and farmers in the market who were actually saying that cabbage is also experiencing a similar dip in terms of prices. Unfortunately, an oversupply, and now the cabbage price per kilogram going to well below 5 rand per kilo from levels of 15 rand. So once again, showing that sometimes in agriculture, you win some, you lose some, but it really is just part of the fundamental dynamics of supply and demand and an understanding of the production process and the factors that actually impact it.
Yeah, and the thing is, at the beginning of the season, when you start planting, you never know what the market price is going to be sitting at by the time everything is ripe. So it is somewhat of a gamble, but you take the wins with the losses. Now, I want us to speak about something which, oh boy, we speak about them all the time, actually, I guess. National Consumer Commission. There's a recall on vehicles, BMWs to be specific, and I think this goes back about 9 years or so.
It does, back to vehicles that were actually produced in or made available in the South African market back in 2016. So, as you say, we have spoken about this at length. And just last week, Zinga commented to you around the production of Ford and their ongoing investment in the country, but they also at some point experienced a recall. The most recent one right now is actually one impacting BMW drivers. So for anyone who's on the road, in their car, looking at the cars around them, there's a certain select number of BMW vehicles that actually do need to be taken back to the manufacturer just to ensure that they are able to minimize the risk of a fire threat. Essentially, what the National Consumer Commission described to us yesterday is that the threat for some of these vehicles is that should they drive through water and immerse themselves in that particular environment, they could actually then find themselves with trouble in terms of the starter, and that could then lead to some kind of fire potential within the vehicle. There's a wide range from the BMW 3 Series, 5 Series, X3, X4, as well as Z4, but all of these particular customers have also been flagged and strongly encouraged to actually approach the manufacturer. But beyond that, for me, where the story really lies is the fact that it's not the first time we see a vehicle recall. You might recall that back in May, we actually saw several other manufacturers being impacted, the likes of Porsche, Chrysler, Jeep, Citroen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, and Volvo. And this actually just speaks to the heightened level of focus that the National Consumer Commission has in terms of adequately communicating its messaging, but also manufacturers really taking accountability and a level of seriousness to any threats and concerns that might be identified in their vehicles. At the end of the day, we win as consumers. It reminds me a lot of a consumer activist you might recall from the 90s, if you watched Very Mark ads like I did on school holidays, Isabel Jones.
Yes.
Constantly trying to ensure that there's a heightened level of communication and messaging just for us to, as consumers, to be aware. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with our vehicles. Mechanical failures are something that typically does happen. But more than anything, I think it does highlight just the proactiveness we see from manufacturers to communicate with the NCC and that messaging then reaching us as consumers to make sure that there's just a heightened level of awareness in terms of the assets we purchase.
Yeah. And I'd rather, for me, we take a preemptive measure like this as opposed to vehicles failing while in the hands of consumers. So I don't know if you remember, around about the same time, 2016, Ford Cougars were combusting spontaneously on the road. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a good thing. You're correct. Rather be safe than sorry.
100%. On the market, they're definitely not sorry, though. It's been a day of all-time highs just yesterday. On the U.S. markets, the JSE All-Share Index, and even when it comes to certain commodities like gold, which is threatening to reach $4,000 per fine ounce. That's the price that many of us will be watching here today, and I guess for the remainder of the week. And just to put it into rand terms, that's well over 60,000 rand per kilo, if you're actually looking at per ounce, actually. The kilo would be higher, double the price, if you're actually looking at the total price. But on the All-Share Index, we had 109,925 points for the All-Share Index. Currency-wise, we had 17.19 against the U.S. dollar, 23.13 to the British pound, and now 20.09 against the euro. Let's not forget Bitcoin. It does seem to be flirting with new all-time records again, yet again, still above $125,000. To put it into rand terms, for anyone who owns a full Bitcoin, that's well over 2.1 million rand that we actually see in the value that's gained in Bitcoin.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.